Wow, two of my favorite anthems sung on the same Sunday. Every century has its own particular great Christian prophets. And among the most effective Christian prophets of the 20th century was a great Russian writer and political prisoner by the name of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who spent several years in the Soviet Gulag in Stalinist Siberia. Solzhenitsyn writes about being on the train that took him and a gaggle of other prisoners to Siberia, and they stopped at a train station and allowed them to get off, but they kept them huddled together and isolated from everyone else so as to pretend that there were no such prisoners in the Soviet Union. There were, however, a group of older ladies who knew there were such prisoners because they had seen numerous such groups huddled in that same spot before. And so they came bringing packages of mercy, gifts of sustenance, clothing, food, bread, meat. And Solzhenitsyn said that as they were huddled together, one old woman came bringing bread that she had baked for them. But the sadistic guards wouldn't let her near the prisoners. And so, elderly though she was, she tried throwing the bread to the prisoners. But her ambition was greater than her aim. Plop, 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 plop. The bread landed far short of its intended audience, and the guards wouldn't let the prisoners go get it. Solzhenitsyn writes, "And so the holy bread was left uneaten in the dust." There's a sadness that permeates that story. And there's a sadness that permeates what we call our Lord's Supper. The very central images of bread that is broken to symbolize Jesus' broken body, of wine that is poured out to symbolize Jesus' shed blood. Those are images that speak to us of the costliness of God's love. In the supper, the mundane mingles with the mystical. The mystical. Bread is common and real. Wine is common and real. Suffering is common and real. The brokenness of our Lord's body symbolizes the brokenness of our world. Our God has deemed us that we are strong enough to be free. But God has also deemed that we are strong enough to be vulnerable, strong enough to suffer. Every week we experience the brokenness that besets community. Our hearts are saddened by deaths that diminish our congregation. Every week we hear of illnesses detected, new infections discovered, new surgeries endured, new diagnoses. The brokenness in the supper speaks to the brokenness of even the community of faith. The reality of suffering. And yet our Lord reminds us in the supper, our suffering is not purposeless. Our Lord's suffering is not purposeless. Our Lord's suffering, exemplified in the supper, is suffering for. Suffering for us. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is my blood, which is shed for you. The suffering our Christ endures is not purposeless or aimless. It is purposeful, expressive of the very will of God for us. Likewise, whatever your suffering, whatever your cross, whatever your frustration, it is not meant to be purposeless. But whether we're meant to transform our suffering into a cross that we can bear unto God's glory. We're to turn our suffering into a burden that we bear for Christ, glorifying God's kingdom. But I wonder, how often do we leave the holy bread uneaten? Judas probably ate of that supper with the other disciples, but he left the holy bread uneaten. Because our Lord was summoning his disciples to understand to take of this meal is to be willing to take up your cross. It is to be willing to die with me, not just once, but to take up your cross and die daily to self in behalf of the virtues and the service of the kingdom of God. How often do we hear the summons of Christ, take and eat? And we turn a deaf ear, because we do not want to pay the price of true discipleship. How often do we prefer to follow our agenda rather than that of our Lord's in our Lord's kingdom? How often do we leave the holy bread uneaten? For to partake of the supper is to willingly say, I will die to self and take up your cross, O Lord. That's why our Lord says to us, whenever you eat this meal, you do it in remembrance of me. Almost every Friday, when I drive back from the golf course, I pass the prison in Perry. And I often see the inmates walking the well-tread path just inside the barbed wire fence that defines their circumscribed world. And sometimes I see the prisoners hanging on the fence and looking out at the world of freedom. And I wonder how often they think about the fact there was a time in their lives when they heard the summons of God, walk the straight and narrow. But they left that holy bread uneaten. There was a time when God summoned them to use their talents and their time to maximize their gifts. And they left the holy bread uneaten. And they look out upon our world of freedom. But how much do we do with that freedom? Our Lord comes to us and reminds us, I am the bread of life. He comes to us broken to speak to our particular brokenness. He comes to us broken to speak to the brokenness of every community of faith that suffers with each other, that laughs with those that laugh, but also cries with those who weep. He comes to summon us. Take and eat. Die to self. Take my cross. And truly, truly use your freedom for my kingdom. That's the summons that we hear this morning as we approach this table.
As you have heard in the scriptures, our Lord broke bread, poured wine, trying to help his disciples understand the divine purpose that suffused the seemingly horrific events that were about to transpire. And so he offers invitation to his table. It's not Dr. Krimmer's table. It's not the table of Vineville Baptist Church. It's the table of the Lord Jesus Christ. And anyone and everyone willing to die to self, to take the holy bread and to eat it, truly eat it, and to mean it, you are invited to partake of this meal. Our Lord said,
"This is my body, broken for you. But even in the wake of that image of violence, he gave thanks."
Lord, we thank you that indeed you have demonstrated for us what it truly means to be a servant of your Heavenly Father. You poured yourself out for us completely and absolutely. And in so doing, you patterned for us how we are to serve. May we take this bread and eat it, but really mean it when we do so. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.